I grew up in a church. I don't know nothing about the world. I spent my whole life in the church because God is good. I was in darkness when the missionary came down and led me to find the truth. And what I'll preach tonight, I love to preach in some subjects the little one can make a difference by changing. Because I watch the time. I will preach about the man I worship. About the man I worship. In Mark 4:35-41. Let's stand up and read the word of God. Bro Keith will read for me. Mark 4:35-41. I will try to go fast. Don't worry about my accent. Listen, just listen the word of God. Mark 4:35-41. The man I worship. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Our Heavenly Father, we ask you tonight to bless these people, bless us, pray to us in the name of our Lord Jesus. May be seated. The Bible says here, 41, they feel exactly and they say one to another, one man is this, that even the wind, the sea obey him. A lot of people ask a question, the disciple of Jesus ask a question, what kind of man is that? That the wind, the sea obey him. A lot of people still ask a question today, what kind of man is that? I want to show you tonight seven thoughts about the man I worship, about the man I preach in Togo, about the man I came to know from the Black Book. What is a blessing to know this man? The first one I find out about this man in the 1 Timothy 1:15. 1 Timothy 1:15. Okay. This is a faithful saying. That's about the Bible. That's about your English. The Bible started, this is the faithful saying. All acceptation that Jesus came to the world to save the sinner. Who I am, chief, that's the testimony of the Paul. Paul was the one who persecuted the church. He's the one who persecuted the church, killed the people. But he was saved in the road to Damascus. He became a Christian. He became a new man. And the Father still give the testimony, but Jesus started saying, this is a faithful saying. What Paul is saying here, it's no lie. They say, it's no lie, I'm not lying. I'm just telling the truth. This is a faithful saying, in all acceptation that Jesus came to the world to save the sinner. He saved me, that's 35 years now. When I was a little one, man came with the Black Book. They show me the Bible. The one I had to worship. The one I had to call as my Savior, Jesus. He came to my heart. And I become a new man. And Paul said, this is a faithful saying, in all acceptation that Jesus came to the world to save the sinner. That's the truth. It's the absolute truth. The one I worship is the Savior of the world. Not only he's the Savior of the world, but I want to tell you tonight, he's the only one who can forgive your sin. Luke 5:24. That you may No. This Jesus speaking here, it's not Paul, it's not Paul, it's not, this is Jesus himself. That you may know it. What? That the Son of the Man got a power. That's the Bible. To forgive the sin. Jesus said here, that you may know I got a power to forgive the sin. And to prove it, what I did. He said to the sick man, I say unto you, arise, take thy cross, and go to thy house. You know what he called Jesus in Romans 10, 13, said, whosoever call him shall be saved. When he called Jesus to calm down your heart, you got a new feeling. You got a joy and a peace came down your heart. If you do not have it, you are not born again. Jesus said to the sick man, rise, take thy cross, go home in peace. You got a Jesus in your heart, you got a peace. Because your sin is forgiven. Your pastor cannot forgive your sin. I tell my people, when they came to me, I can't forgive your sin. You got one. We got one man who can forgive your sin. And this man is Jesus. He's the only one who can forgive the sin. Because he said, I got a power. Nobody did say. Jesus the only who said, I got a power to forgive the sin. He's the one who can forgive your sin. Nobody can do it. Jesus the only one who can forgive your sin. That's what I'm preaching. That's what I'm teaching my people. Man, know that Jesus is the only one who can forgive their sin. Not only he's the Savior, not only he's the one who can forgive your sin. I'll tell you tonight, she got a name, which name is above every name. Philippians 2, 9, 11. Philippians 2.
Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name.
Give him a name.
Above every name.
Which is above every name. That means what? The name of Jesus is above our name.
That
the name of Jesus.
Every knee.
Every knee.
Of things in heaven.
Yes, sir.
Of things in earth.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And then every tongue.
Every tongue. That's slow down now. You gotta slow down. You gotta slow down. I like the last one. I tell my people, anytime you read the Bible, you gotta feel it. You need to feel it. Because every word in the Bible got a power behind it. Got a power behind it. You gotta feel it. The Bible says here, verse 11. Go ahead, my friend. That every tongue, look at here. That's your English Bible. The Bible says, in that every tongue should what?
Confess.
That's what it's about, the mission. That's what it, slow. That's what, it, when I look back, when the preacher said, we send you back as a missionary to your own people, I know now what God wants me to back in my country. Because the Bible says here, I got a 42 dialect speak in my country. I can speak only two on the 42. But the Bible says here, every tongue must confess that Jesus is the Lord. America speak English. Some speak Spanish. But my country, only my country, we have 42 dialects speaking. And every tongue from 7 million must know that Jesus is the Lord. Someone had to tell them. Someone had to pray to them. And when I find out, that's why I enjoy it. When the preacher said, we sent back as a missionary to all your own people. Now I got, I find the reason why I went back to my country. And when I put all my 40 church together, we had almost 1,000 members. If I didn't go back, they would never know about Jesus. But the Bible says here, that's what God said. God give him a name which is above every name, that at that name, every tongue must confess that Jesus is the Lord. We must tell the people that Jesus is the Lord. I'm pastor. This is my duty. This is my job to go back to my own people and tell them that Jesus is the one they have to worship, that Jesus is the one they have to follow. Because the Bible says every tongue must confess that Jesus is the Lord. If I didn't tell them, who's going to tell them? Who's going to tell them? It's amazing. This book is not just a book. It's a living book. It's a living book. And I'm so glad I came here to learn about this book. Went back. Now a lot of people came to know Jesus through this book. Not only the one I worship is the Savior of the world, the one who can forgive your sin, the name of which is got a name above every name. I want to tell you tonight in Revelation 19:16. That's why I love Revelation 19:16. Go back and see what Revelation 19:16 say. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. A name writing. King of the King. I worship the King of the King. I love it. You know what? That's in English. I tell a lot of people, when you got to start to read this word, you got to pronounce S. The King of the Kings. That means a lot of kings, but we got one. We see God above every king. Not only is the King of the King, but the Bible says also, Lord of the Lord. That's why I worship. That's the man I worship. I worship the King of the King, Lord of the Lord. What is a blessing to know? That Jesus, the King of the King. What's a blessing to know? He's my Lord. But tonight I want to show you something from this book again in the First Thessalonians 5:24. Yes, sir. Faithful is he. Well, I like it. Just, we got to slow down here. Faithful is he. That is, I love, that's what I tell my people. Oh, that's a blessing to know. I got a man. The Bible says, faithful is he. And then what he said?
Faithful is he.
Who called you? It's God who called you. It's not me. It's not a preacher. But it's God himself who called you. The Bible says, the one who calls you, he also will do what?
Will do it.
That means he will never let you down. The one who calls you will never let you down. You know, I came here, I can't speak English. I sleep on the bench in Philadelphia. Don't know English. Don't know preacher. Don't know this church. But here I'm speaking about this book. Because he's the faithful. The one who called me. Is faithful. He will also do it. He never let me down. He will never let someone he called say, I'm a faithful. I will do it. You know, I'm joking all the time. Everybody got a cell phone. Right now, our cell phone is turned off. But we got one whose cell phone never turned off. It's open 24/24. He's the only one you can call anytime. Jesus is the only one you can call anytime. Amen. On the morning, the middle. Anytime you call him, he also there.
That's right. Amen.
And then I tell a lot of people, they say, oh, I got a best friend. I say, no, I do not have a best friend, but I got a faithful friend. Good. And this man is my Jesus. Yes. It's my God. Jesus is the faithful friend you can have. Mark 6:12, John 14:6. Everyone knows these verses, but they are powerful verses on the Bible. John 14:6, what does it say? Yeah, Jesus is the one who's speaking here. It's not record, it's not the testimony. It's Jesus himself speaking here. What does it say?
I am the way.
The truth.
And the life.
All. In the tree, it's just one man. Everybody are looking to find a way. But Jesus said, Don't worry about it. I'm the way. Everybody looking to find the truth. Jesus said, don't worry about it. I'm the truth. And Jesus said, everybody wants to live forever. Nobody don't want to die. Jesus said, I'm the life. That's why we say Christian people, they just sleeping. Never die. Because we got Jesus, which is our life. Jesus said, all the three the people are looking, just one man. Everybody looking the way. Everybody seeking the truth. Everybody want to live a better life. But Jesus, I got all in me. Got all in me. That's what I with that in my GVG. I tell my people to enjoy. Because we got something the people are looking for. And what we got is Jesus. Singing, glorify God. Enjoy Christian life. Tell the people about the man you know. And Jesus finished in John 10, verse 30. John 10, 30. I in my Father. And these verses are very important. Jesus said, I and my Father are, that's the present, are one. That means what? Jesus what? Somebody need to help me.
I'm God.
Jesus God. Jesus is God. The one we worship, the one I worship, is God himself. I don't care what the people are saying. I know from that book, I worship God himself. I worship God himself. Let me ask a question. Why the wind and the sea have to obey him? Because it's what? Another word. He created. He created. He made them. Jesus created them. Jesus created the wind and the sea. That's why they had to obey him. When they stayed up, they said, be quiet. The Bible says, oh, grace come, because he made it. Jesus is God. Jesus is creator. He made it. He made me. He called me. I'm so glad to know him. I'm so glad American people send someone to let me find the truth and enjoy it. 34 now, he's still my friend. I call anytime, you're always there for me because he's God. And I got a song in my singing book in 38. This is how I dialect. I love to sing this song. Miele ma wo ba ba la so bonda. Amesi ate a komie jida e koda nyeji le jata duame ple shadra oke le duame nukamie te anama ua de pelolo si uchonami e la be miacho mio pe giune ple mia pe agbe wo katane e cho via yesu cristo la nami e va pure mia pe nu va vota e ya ta macho nie di da sine Pakle ni agbe wo katane nukamete na mawa de pelolo si o chorami ila be miacho mio pe jione ple mia pe agbe wo katane. The song is still. We are worshiping wonderful God. The one who take care of Daniel and lying down. What we can give to God? What we can give to God? Except our heart and our life. Because what? He said his son died for us. What we can give to God? Except our heart and our life. That's what God wants for us. What kind of man we worship? We worship the wonderful God. Jesus is God. Praise you.